The latest draft of the SUP application mandates a staff decision turnaround time of 55 days and grants more weight to applicant materials such as government permits from organizations such as the State Division of Air Quality, whereas previously, the county could require its own qualifications. Hal Kitchen, immediate past chair of the Wilmington Chamber of Commerce, says this serves to streamline and clarify the process.
Right now, the process is so ambiguous that we're told that we're scaring off a lot of potential new businesses. They don't understand it, so they're not willing to subject themselves to it. They'll just go to another community.
But Castlehaine resident Kane Darrell is among those citizens who say a more lax SUP stands to threaten the local environment and public health.
We're at a crossroads, and it's time to us to decide if we're going to continue down the same path that has led to us being the highest toxic emitter in the entire state. Or if we have leaders that are going to say, wait a minute, there's a better, cleaner path that we can take that isn't guided by, special interest groups, but it's guided by what's best for the entire community.
If the county commissioners find favor with the new draft, it will be effective immediately. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.